Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to new research, three times as many of us sleep badly on Sunday as on any other night. Half of all poll respondents felt able to name a particular night of the week when they found it harder to sleep, and they say Sunday, with Monday being the next hardest. Anxiety about returning to work on Monday might sometimes be a factor. See the study at calm.com. Well, I usually sleep great on Sunday night. So much that I just don't want to get up on Monday morning. New study ranks the biggest social networks by how likely they are to make you feel worse. Instagram is the worst, followed by Snapchat, then Facebook. YouTube is the only one that sometimes actually makes people feel better about themselves. All right. See the report that says nearly one in four women have stopped shaving their pits. Yeah. And the percentage of women who no longer shave their legs is now up to 15%. Experts say part of the reason is feminism, with women pushing back against societal expectations. Another reason is the push for natural, no chemical products. Natural hygiene products can cause skin irritation some women want to avoid. Hang on for this. There's a town in China that held their annual dog meat festival over the weekend, even though the government there has banned eating dog meat. Town assures officials they don't. They just kept the name. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy with a few random facts. You're about 2,200 times more likely to die in a car accident than a plane crash. Biscotti comes from the Latin words bis and coctum, which means baked twice. And no basketball movie has ever made $100 million at the box office. The closest is Space Jam. Did you know? Or do you care? No and no. 45% of people say they've gained weight at their current job. Oh, there's a whole list of reasons. Sitting at the desk most of the day, 51% said that's what contributes to their weight gain. 45% say they're too tired from work to exercise. 38% say it's eating because of job stress. 18% say it's celebrations at work. And 16% say it's that darned office candy jar. Sure, happy hour has nothing to do with that, right? Now, we've all heard of them. People who have come into big money and then lost it with mindless spending, not getting a financial planner, making big decisions too quickly, taking too long to invest, and just sitting on the cash or trying to be a hero and giving it away to friends and relatives. All mistakes people make when they come into money. I'd like to try to make a few of those. How about you? Being intelligent might help you succeed in your profession. But a new study has found that having a great personality gives you the best chance to keep your job and not lose it to a robot. Researchers looked at the personality traits, interests, intelligence, and socioeconomic status of tens of thousands of people over the last 50 years. The ones with extroverted and interesting personalities have, through the years, been more likely to keep their jobs, even as things have gotten more and more automated. It's all about dealing with social interactions, being flexible, and using creativity to solve problems. People who can do these things will most likely keep their jobs. People who can't will be replaced by robots, according to the New York Post. Hey, bikinis may be dethroned at the beach this year. Research of retail trends finds there are 20% more one-piece styles on the market this year than last. And bikini stock in stores has fallen by 9%. Turns out women are looking for function and fashion when it comes to swimwear. If you prefer a bikini, don't worry, though. You won't look out of place on the beach. They're still super popular. Just expect to see a lot more one-pieces than you're used to. Hey, this Friday, a hobo supper will be held 4:30 to 7 at the Van Buren Historical Museum on Red Arrow Highway to benefit the Van Buren County Historical Society and Museum. Yes, you can come dressed as a hobo. Beef stew, as well as a vegetarian dish, along with salads, desserts, and drinks, will be available for a free will donation, with all the proceeds going toward the Windows into History, a campaign to raise funds to replace many of the 1884 Poorhouse 77 windows, as well as other projects. Want to get more information? Call Roy Linda Rumbaugh at 569-1639, 569-1639. Hobo Supper, fundraiser, this Friday, 4:30 to 7 at the Van Buren Historical Museum on Red Arrow Highway. Knucklehead News out of Florida, where 25-year-old Ryan Mulligan robbed a convenience store at knife point last week and made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. Cops were on the hunt for him, but only had to wait a week because Mulligan came back to rob the store again. Only this time, cops were able to catch him. He was found with the cash in his pocket and admitted to both robberies. So Mulligan gives himself a mulligan at a crime. That's your Daily Buzz. If you see something I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz, please email it to me, paul at wcsy.com. You can fax me at 637-2675. Leave a Facebook message if you'd like, or drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's. Podcasts of this very Daily Buzz are available online at wcsy.com right now and on iTunes. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.